local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Dick Helton.
And I'm Vicki Moore. I mean, do you really know what's expected of you in the workplace when it comes to COVID protocols after June 15th? There's been a lot of confusion after some back and forth by Cal OSHA. So the board's going to meet again today to try to clear things up. Let's get the latest from KNX 1070's John Baird.
California is about to drop nearly all COVID restrictions on June 15th, and that's at odds with what the Cal OSHA Health Standards Board decided last week. The board adopted a regulation that basically says everybody at your office, your factory, your store, your workplace must wear a mask if you're working indoors, regardless of vaccination status. The board members are going to take this up again today, but in the meantime, you may need to wear your mask on the job. L.A. County's Public Health Director, Dr. Barbara Ferrer, says there are some exceptions.
One exception is that when a worker is alone. Another exception is when all persons in a room are fully vaccinated and asymptomatic.
The new rule has not gone into effect yet, so the board could decide today to drop it. But unless they make another change, that would leave more stringent rules in place requiring you to keep your mask on and keep your distance, whether you've been vaccinated or not. John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Riverside and San Bernardino counties both meeting the criteria to qualify for the yellow tier, but it's too late to make a difference. California is doing away with the color-coded system next Tuesday, and in order to qualify for a less restrictive tier, counties have to meet certain thresholds for at least 2 weeks. So both Riverside and San Bernardino will remain in orange until next week.
The L.A. County Democratic Party is calling on the sheriff of L.A. County, Alex Villanueva, to resign. The party endorsed him in 2018, helped him get elected. He is a Democrat, but now they have changed their position. The party's central committee voted on a resolution. This came just a couple of weeks before the anniversary of a deadly shooting of an 18-year-old by a sheriff's deputy near Gardena. Democratic Party officials say that Villanueva has had multiple opportunities to deal with what they say are longstanding problems within his department. A spokesman for Villanueva has responded, calling the resolution part of a radical agenda by the far left. Again, he is a Democrat. Others have called on him to resign as well, and he says he's not doing it. His term, by the way, ends next year.
The L.A. County Sheriff, Alex Villanueva, is suggesting that city leaders are keeping the LAPD from dealing with what he calls a crisis at Venice Beach. And the police chief, Michael Moore, seems to agree.
I'm going to avoid the politics and theater that is going on between our elected officials.
Moore says the LAPD is working with the sheriff's department in Venice. Villanueva has indicated he wants to clear out the homeless encampment on the boardwalk by July 4th.
He and I have not spoken about that date, and I have plans on having further conversations with him to understand how, as he unfolds his plan. But right now, the plan is only in the stage of outreach and engagement.
Moore points out Villanueva is an elected official who enjoys a great deal of discretion in deciding which laws to enforce, whereas he, as police chief, answers to elected officials who, he notes, have suspended enforcement of the city's ban on daytime camping. Moore argues it's time for the city council to lift the moratorium. Moore says if the sheriff's department chooses to enforce the city's daytime camping ban and start making arrests, the LAPD does not plan to join in. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A lot of people are concerned about the moratorium that's set to expire on evictions in California at the end of the month. So now L.A. County is looking at ways to help at least low-income residents pay off the debt that they accumulated during the pandemic.
According to some estimates, County Supervisor Hilda Solis says tenants in the county owe nearly $1 billion in rent debt.
And unless we resolve the debt and help tenants get back on their feet, the same communities that have been the hardest hit by the pandemic will be held back by debt for years to come.
She says they urgently need to come up with an out-of-the-box strategy.
It comes up with solutions to stretch the federal rental assistance funding as far as possible and help us resolve the rent debt.
Her motion, which was approved by the board, directs county lawyers to work with the CEO and other departments to report back on several things, including all legal options the county may pursue to fully eliminate residential COVID rental debt. Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Big investigation this morning in Lucerne Valley into this deadly hit-and-run accident that left three girls dead and others seriously injured. This happened Saturday night along Camp Rock Road. The CHP says the girls were walking along the shoulder when they got hit by this white 2002 Chevy Silverado. The driver and passenger, well, they just took off. All four girls either went to or were currently enrolled at schools in the Lucerne Valley Unified District. The superintendent there is Peter Livingston. He was talking to CBS2, says he's disgusted, says counseling will be available for those students that might need it.
When you have something like this happen and people run away from little girls dying in the middle of a road on a night, it's not right.
The girls between the ages of 11 and 14, too, were wheelchair-bound. A GoFundMe page has been set up for the families. The fourth girl who survived is listed this morning in critical condition.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen on KNX1070.com or the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps.